Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll take your calls about anything, and we'll start out by going across the pond to Sean in the UK. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam.
Hey,
Sean, back off the phone a little bit there. It sounds like you've got it halfway down your throat.
Oh, sorry.
Still sounds like it, but anyway, well, you say what you have quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to...
That's better.
Hey, do you guys know about the country whales in the UK? How aware are you of it in America?
The country whales? Or the country of Wales?
Scotland, yeah.
The country whales.
What about it?
It's, well, I did some research on the internet, and I was quite surprised in what I found, really, because it seems that only 33% of Americans only actually know where the country of Wales is.
I couldn't tell you where Wales is. How many countries are in the UK? I don't even really know what their political organization is up there. I know there's Scotland and...
Well, Wales is not Scotland?
Wales, England, Ireland, and Scotland. Well, the Welsh government was taken over by the English government. So I think Americans don't really know that we exist because we're not really classed as a country. We're just joined with England.
So it's wait a minute. Is it Wales, England, Scotland, and Ireland, or is it just England and now Wales is part of England?
Wales is a part of England, but we still have our country's name, yeah.
Where is it physically? I know, like, if you go from bottom to top, there are more people than sheep, then more sheep than people, and then it goes back to more people than sheep.
Well, if you go to London and you look to the west, you'll see Wales is like, it looks like Britain, but just a mini...
is it one of the islands off of the coast?
No, it's just next to England, to the left-hand side of England.
Sorry, we don't know where your country is.
And I've been over there many times, so it should be a shame.
So were you calling to give us a geography lesson or something else?
No, I just thought you just should know. There's not many Americans you know, and I thought you'd find it interesting.
Well, very good. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So Wales used to be a country, but isn't its own country anymore, but still has the same name as it used to have, but is actually part of England.
Yeah.
That's what I learned from
that. I think so.
All right. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there's another story in the news here that I think is worthy of discussion, and that is from, speaking of the UK... This is from Times Online over in the UK, and this could very easily be happening right here. Actually, it is happening right here, excuse me, Minnesota. They're just reporting on it in the UK. A woman in Minnesota has been ordered to pay $80,000 per song to record companies for illegally downloading tracks and violating copyright laws. As millions and millions of Americans and people around the world do on a daily basis. This woman got caught. A federal jury ruled that Jamie Thomas Rassett willfully violated the copyrights on 24 songs and awarded record companies $1.92 million. Now, if they think they can actually get even $80,000 from this woman,
yeah,
they're out of their minds. The single mother of four. You don't really have to say much more than that. This woman's probably struggling to put food on the table. She's not going to have the ability to pay anything significant towards these record companies.
Well, you know, it's her own fault. They offered her a settlement of $3,000 to $5,000 before the trial, so she could have taken that, Ian.
The single mother of four from Minnesota was found liable for using the Kazaa peer-to-peer file-sharing network to download songs over the Internet. She's 32, had been convicted previously in October of 2007 in order to pay $220,000 in damages, but the judge who presided over that trial threw out the verdict and ordered a retrial after he misdirected the jury. The Recording Industry Association of America and big music labels have sued thousands of people for downloading and sharing music illegally, with most agreeing to settlements of between $3,000 and $5,000. Thomas Rassett was the first among those being sued to refuse a settlement and instead took the case to court, turning her into the highest profile digital pirate in America. And I say good for her for not giving in and bowing down. But, of course, they did what they do to people that take things to trial in many cases, and that is slap them with the maximum possible fine. She said, or punishment. She sat glumly, chin in hand, as she heard the jury's finding of willful infringement, which increased the potential penalty. She raised her eyebrows in surprise when the jury's penalty of $80,000 per song was read out. Now, I have to wonder, how would a jury nullification outreach in this particular, in a case like this, end up working out? How likely is it that on a jury of 12 people, that one of those 12 people has themselves actually downloaded some music from the internet?
Yeah.
How likely? I don't know how likely it is, because juries probably tend to be a little on the older side, right, and they do try to cut out people that that have an opinion about, you know, the case, and most people don't know better than to keep their mouth shut when they're going through a jury selection process.
And you can bet those prosecutors were looking for anybody with a BlackBerry that might be tech savvy.
Yeah.
Get rid of that person.
Yeah, put all a bunch of Luddites on the jury, and then a jury of her peers, right? Outside the courtroom, she called the $1.92 million figure kind of ridiculous, but expressed resignation over the decision. She said, there's no way they're ever going to get that. I'm a mom, limited means, so I'm not going to worry about it now. Her lawyer said that he and his client had not decided whether to appeal or pursue the settlement overtures. Kara Duckworth for the RIAA said the industry remained willing to settle. She refused to name a figure, but acknowledged that Thomas Rassett had been given the chance to settle for $3,000 to $5,000 earlier in the case. Since day one, we've been willing to settle this case, and we remain willing to do so, she said. Oh, how nice.
So friendly.
In December, the RIAA said it would stop suing people who download music illegally to concentrate instead on getting internet service providers to take action. This move away from litigation represented an important shift in strategy for the music industry group, which had filed lawsuits in the U.S. against some 35,000 people for online music piracy since 2003. And as Anthony Gregory over at LouRockwell.com pointed out today over on the blog, this is such a sign that these companies have no idea what they're doing. I mean, the whole idea that you are going to sue your potential customers, that your people who would otherwise be possibly have a potential of buying a product from you, you bring them to court and you threaten them and you expect anybody to look at you as a hero and look at you and say, yeah, I want to support a company that does that to people.
Well, look, CDs have been out since, what, the late 80s?
Yeah.
How else are they going to hold on and force this old antiquated technology on consumers?
Apparently, well, apparently that's what they're trying to do. And it's just pathetic. And I think that if anybody's still buying CDs, they need to really stop.
Yeah.
Because you're just putting money, you're not putting money in the artist's pocket when you buy a CD. There's like a quarter or 50 cents that goes to the artist out of that. Send them a donation on their website if you want to support the artist. Go buy a concert ticket. Buy a T-shirt from their website. They'll probably get more money in their pocket from buying a shirt on their site than you buying a CD at a store. And so buying CDs is putting money into the pockets of these companies, and they're using that money. They were using it to go after people. Now they're claiming they're not going to do that anymore. Instead, they're going to focus on ISPs penalizing the illegal file sharers as one of the proposals in a digital Britain report published this week. In her testimony, Ms. Thomas Rassett denied she shared any song. She is a self-described huge music fan, raised the possibility that for the first time in a long-running case that her children or ex-husband might have done it. The defense didn't provide any evidence that any of them had shared the files. But how can you tell? How can you prove that it was her? If you're behind a firewall and you've got three different computers behind that firewall, one for you, one for your husband, one for your kid, there's no way for them to identify where those packets came from if they're behind that firewall, at least as I understand it. And so it's a completely legitimate claim to say it wasn't me, it was somebody else. But if it was her name that was on the cable account, then apparently she's responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if her husband's downloading child porn, is she also responsible for that too because her name's on the account?
Well, no, then they'd have to catch somebody.
They'd have to catch somebody?
I would think so. They couldn't just charge the person on the bill.
Oh, I don't know, man. What if somebody went into a chat room and they sent a child porn picture to them, and then they said, well, it came from this IP address, so you're responsible.
But if there's four people in the house, they're not going to charge them all, and they can't just randomly pick one.
They charge the person who's on the bill. You're responsible for everything that goes on your internet.
I think we're seeing a double standard here.
Maybe. I don't know. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. And does anybody actually support what the record companies are doing? We'd love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And I think, Sam, you and I, we're going to do an extended edition tonight. Extended AMP-only, or AMP-sponsored, rather, Internet bonus edition of the show. So if you're listening on the Internet, stay tuned after the radio show is over, because we'll keep things going. Because you have a letter that you received in jail that is just way too long to read on the radio. But it's just so darn good. I feel like it'd be a shame that it would be a shame if it were only your eyes and mine that that had read this letter. So.
Yeah, I agree. And it came in anonymously. I don't even know who sent it.
You got a lot of anonymous mail through Mail to Jail, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Which is very interesting. We'll continue with that in a little while. We're going to take your calls because that's what the show is about. And we'll talk to Steve in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam. Hello, Steve. Steve in New Hampshire.
Hey, did you think that Dave in New Hampshire was Steve in New Hampshire?
Apparently the board operator didn't ask you twice what your name was.
Hey,
okay,
Dave,
that's
all right.
It's Dave.
But, they try their best. Yeah. They're doing a great job almost all the time. Sometimes misspellings happen.
Speaking of Sam in jail, I just now saw the video that Lauren Canario, I think, shot. It's got the shot of his mail, and it's looks almost as tall as he is.
Oh, yeah. Was this the one that she took when Sam was getting out of jail, when you can actually see him leave jail in the jail
place? Yeah, he could barely carry his mail. I'm sure you guys already reported that. It's just cool to see it.
Well, there were some Dunkin' sticks in there, too.
And lots of junk food, too.
Yeah, junk food.
And that was only half the mail that I carried out of there. I had to send half of it out a couple weeks earlier. I laid it all out on the dining room table, Dave, last night, and I mean, it's probably at least 300 pieces of mail between all of the postcards and envelopes. I had to stop keeping each individual envelope and group all of the letters from one day together into one because, you know, it was just taking up too much space. And thank you so much. Dave sent me postcard after postcard letting me know what was going on. They were all old postcards of government buildings. One of them, the shot was crooked, and he's like, it must be a government employee that took this picture.
Maybe like it was a crooked horizon.
Right.
But yeah, I may get my chance to do a little getting of postcards too, because I go to trial on the 22nd for doing the same thing.
That's right. Your trial for recording in the very same public court lobby. It was actually your arraignment that Sam was arrested at for doing the same thing that you did, and so now you're going to have your trial actually before Sam is going to have his. Have they set a trial date for you at this point, Sam?
They have. It's next month. Subject to change.
All right. So Dave, when is yours happening?
It's on the 22nd of June, and it's another activist being tried the same day.
Actually, here's a little bit of breaking news on that. According to one of the activists here, Coconut, Nick Ryder from LifeProductions.com, he went, I guess, into court to file a motion to record both your trial and David's trial. It was one of the disorderly six that was arrested after Sam for not leaving the lobby when ordered to. And David's trial has been delayed because Rivera, the police prosecutor, was supposed to be a witness in the trial, and apparently he broke his wrist. So they've delayed the trial until he can go to the hospital and get that taken care of. So I don't know if Rivera was going to be testifying or prosecuting in your case. There's a chance they may have delayed it. You may want to look into that. They'll probably be sending notice, but if it doesn't get to you on time, then they'll probably tell you when you get there. So you may want to check with the court on that. Otherwise, I'm sure you'll have a good group of activists turning out.
I'll just probably shoot them an email or give them a call on that morning, because I have to call it that late.
But what's your plan? I mean, let's presume it actually does go on, Dave. You're being charged with disorderly conduct, which is the charge that they dropped, one of the charges they dropped on Sam. So what's your plan as far as approaching this?
Well, I had promised from the beginning, before I even did it, that I would accept either community service or jail, but I wouldn't pay a fine. So from what I understand about kind of the way they work, they probably would go towards community service, but I won't enter a plea. And so I guess if it has to be a plea for there to be community service, then I'd probably get jailed.
Well, no, the plea comes at the arraignment. The plea comes at the arraignment. That's where you've already gone to the arraignment, and if you don't enter a plea, then the judge is authorized and mandated basically to enter a plea of not guilty.
Right.
So you're in as a not guilty whether or not you want it to be. And as far as them coming up with a community service, it's very likely something like that will happen. Though I think you've got you've got grounds to actually fight the case on the fact that you dropped the charges on Sam. Why are you still going through with this on me? And I haven't even read the statutes, but Sam, you'd looked at the disorderly conduct statute, right?
Yeah, the difference, the point that we drew out in the demurrer that Ivy filed was that disorderly conduct, they can order you to leave a place, but what Rivera did was actually order me to stop doing something, stop recording, which doesn't meet the standard for the statute. It may, in your case, Dave, I don't know.
So that's if you want
to
actually...
I just made it my plan from day one to make no legal arguments and just go in there and embrace the penalty.
Well, one of the things I love about this movement is that every time somebody gets into a situation with the state, something different is tried. Yeah. You're going to do something different from what Sam would have done, from what Ivy would have done, from what the Disorderly Six are planning on doing. I mean, the six people that were arrested for disorderly conduct after you were arrested, Sam, they all want to try different things.
They do.
And so, really, it's like throwing a whole bunch of stuff up against the wall and seeing what sticks. And so, I wish you good luck, Dave, and I'll be there to support
Sam,
you.
I mean, his thing was very robust. It was much more robust than what I'm trying to do. So I think I'm gonna be the spark that follows the giant fire. But it's good to talk to you, Sam, and it's really neat to have you out. I'm glad some of the stuff apparently got to you.
Well, I tell you what, is your trial at 1:30 in the afternoon on the 22nd?
Scheduled for 1:30, and I think Eli is the prosecutor. So.
Well, they may have switched it to the other guy. They may have switched it to the
Chris McLaughlin, the county prosecutor.
They hired somebody.
I'm going
to give
him a shout today and find out if my trial was still on, but I forgot about it. So.
Well, if it's still going, then what a great opportunity for people that are coming up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you're getting to New Hampshire a few days early, great opportunity to come out and experience what it's like to be in a courtroom situation with these activists and sit down for a judge for the first time, for instance. I mean, again, talking about earlier on the show, doing a little dabbling in non-cooperation, sitting for a judge when they say all rise, staying, remaining seated is a very powerful first step. I remember the first time I did that, my adrenaline was on high, and I was very, very nervous about what the consequences might possibly have been, but it ended up working out fine. The judge didn't even do anything about it, barely even noticed that it was going on. So great opportunity. If Dave's trial is still happening on the 22nd, the best way to keep up on this is to, of course, watch the Ridley Report at ridleyreport.com. I'm sure, Dave, you'll post a video if it's been delayed. And, of course, freekeen.com, the forum's there. There's a thread where it's about Dave's trial, and that will be updated as is necessary. But if you're coming up here and you were planning on arriving to Porkfest a few days early and you're going to be in the New England area on the 22nd, great reason to come out to Keene and attend and support Dave Ridley in his trial.
Do you know if they granted Nick permission to videotape, or is he going to have to wait until the new date is set?
I believe he did have permission, yes.
That's good. Okay, it's good to keep track of where they're heading with the right to record thing. That's what this was all about, so...
Well, they actually did allow just the other day when Sam had gone in there and took care of some paperwork. One of the other activists was with him with a video camera and recording the clerks, and the bailiffs knew it.
And Rivera came up to the window right next to me.
Yeah, so they didn't say word one about the camera, which is very interesting. So, Dave, thank you, sir. Keep us in the loop with what's going on. Always good hearing from you. RidleyReport.com, his website, does a great job of keeping up to date, keeping news updates coming out about what's happening here in New Hampshire. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worry how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can see it for yourself. That's Shrine. freetalklive.com. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. In fact, Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. So if you want your free audiobook, that's the URL you need. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we continue taking your calls about what you want, it's Brad in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brad. Brad, California, going once.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air, Brad. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just looking for a little bit of advice, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I recently made the jump from being a minarchist to a voluntarist. And
excellent.
I can't help but kind of find myself getting a little bit bitter.
Bitter about what?
There's just, like, no one around here that would agree with me. And whenever I try to explain my beliefs, people just act like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Have you gotten in heated arguments with your family yet?
Couple.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. You mean you didn't get this when you were a minarchist?
Not as much, but a little bit.
Well, I can say I understand where you're coming from. I've been there. I've had the arguments with my mom, and just got to move on. You know, you got to get away from people like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, it's it was a stage that I went through where I started listening to Free Talk Live. I was well indoctrinated into the government ideology. And as I started to listen, I agreed with Mark and thought this Ian guy was kind of crazy and, you know, nuts on some of his issues and just wrong. And as I slowly moved closer and closer, yeah, at some point when I said, no, we should do away with government police, with government roads, with government this, that. When you step out of that paradigm, it really challenges people's beliefs, and they respond with anger because you're, in essence, you're challenging their view of the world. And
you're telling them they were wrong, essentially.
Yeah, we all like to be right, and so that can trigger a hostile defense.
Well, the longer you feel like you've been right, the more difficult it can be to admit that you are wrong.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I guess you're right, Sam. I mean, you can't run forever from that sort of thing. I mean, mm-hmm. Sure, you could run here to New Hampshire to try to escape California's attitudes, and you might have a little bit more of a positive response from people in New Hampshire, but you're still going to run up against that brick wall of people that just don't understand. So that's where learning persuasion tactics comes into play.
Yeah, with time, I was able to move past that to where I can present my message in a way that's less threatening to people that they can kind of sit and think about it, and it still challenges, you know, what their beliefs are, but does it without it triggering animosity or anger back at me because of the way I've done it. And now Dad's one of my biggest fans, and Mom even listens to the
show. Dad's thinking about moving up here, right?
Yeah.
So there is hope, Brad. As you said, you're brand new to embracing the idea of voluntarism. And for our listeners that don't know, how would you define it?
How would I define voluntarism?
Yes, sir.
Basically, that all like human interactions should be voluntary, and there's no justification for force.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think Johnson was talking about the term consensualist as well, which is one I've thrown out there in the past. I like that, too. In fact, I might even like it more than voluntarist, just because the term voluntarist tends to confuse some people into thinking that you think everything should be volunteer,
I follow up with that by saying I believe that the private market can handle some of the problems that arise in society in a more effective way than government can.
Yeah, I mean, you can explain it, certainly, but I just don't know if consensualist is as confusing as voluntarist, but then again, maybe they're all equally as confusing, and I'm just viewing it from my skewed perspective. But nonetheless, congratulations on making that change. And since you are brand new to the ideas of voluntarism, it's going to take a little time to really internalize them and become better at communicating them to others. However, I would say that it's going to be easier in a place where you're surrounded by like-minded people. I mean, you're out in California. It's got to be difficult even to be small government out in California.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here in New Hampshire, I've been here now for almost 3 years, since September of 2006, and I was commenting on my recent appearance on TalkBack, which is a local talk radio show here in the Keene area they have on Saturday mornings. I've been calling for years. They had me in as a guest host once, and then this past last Saturday, they had me in for a half an hour just as a guest. So I wasn't guest hosting with them. I was just appearing as a guest. And I would say it was the best one yet, simply because we've been here so long and consistently putting out the message of freedom that people are slowly starting to come around and see, number one, they know we're not leaving. Number two, that they're just over time being just pounded with this pro-freedom message. Some of it has to sink in because it's so logical, because it makes so much sense. I didn't have one vitriolic, hateful, angry caller call in while I was on the air. Now, to be fair, I was only on for a half an hour, and so maybe they just didn't get through. But I did kind of take it as a sign that things are moving in the right direction. And then when you've got enough people that are saying the same things as you consistently through different formats, we've got Free Minds TV on the air, we've got Free Talk Live, we've got the newspaper, the New Hampshire Free Press, and we've got all of the activists that are out doing their activism and working the community and doing volunteering with the community kitchen and things like that. We've got so many different points of entry for people to find this message, so many different ways to express it, that it's inevitable that we're going to come across it, and they're going to come across more and more people that are espousing it. And the fact is, if you're one lonely guy that's shouting in the wilderness, in a wilderness of statism, it's going to be very difficult for your message to find the ears that it's looking for. But if you have more than one person on your side, then it it automatically lends legitimacy to what it is that you're saying.
And Brad, how much reading have you done? Have you listened to The Market for Liberty or picked up other books that are talked about on the show?
Yeah, actually, it was The Market of Liberty that kind of convinced me.
Okay, and have you gone on to Economics in One Lesson from Henry Hazlitt or some of the others?
Yeah, I've glanced through it. I have The Machinery of Freedom. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I was not a fan. I did read The Machinery of Freedom. It's written by David Friedman, a son of Milton Friedman.
Okay.
And it was just a little too academic for my taste. But for somebody that likes a good academic read, I think it's a pretty good one for academic taste.
Yeah, it was just okay.
That was something that really helped me kind of refine my message and present it in a less threatening way with better examples.
Reading.
Yeah, reading these books and getting these underlying principles and how the free market would work. And then it was just a matter of being able to fill in with enough real life examples that I could pull from for any given subject. And, now it's rare that I get somebody that's upset when I start talking to them about liberty.
Are you a free state of Red?
Yeah, I'm actually planning on moving there within the next couple of years.
Oh, that is so exciting. There are so many people that say, 2011, 2012, 2010, there are going to be, I think, big influxes of people within the next 2, 3, certainly 4 years. But within the next 2 years, it's going to be big. So, Brad, thanks. Yes, sir?
Oh, yeah, I hope.
You hope what?
I hope a lot of people are going to be moving there within the next few years.
It seems inevitable. I mean, just from the indicators I've seen, message board posts, people saying things on Free Talk Live.
The letters I got in the mail while I was in jail.
Absolutely. It's coming, and the politicians are just now starting to realize that we aren't going away. I still don't think they understand what's coming next, but they're coming to the conclusion that things are changing.
I think it's starting to dawn on them, just what they're up against.
Thanks, Brad, for the call tonight, and good luck out there. I know it can be frustrating, but if you're dealing with somebody who's just not even listening or is a really bad prospect, you're in California. There are millions of people there. Find somebody else who is more receptive to your message. There will be somebody. Don't spend too much time on somebody that is basically just sucking your efforts away and not even taking a step toward understanding. And these things do take time. You have to plant seeds, and you're not going to be able to convert somebody to voluntarism the first time you talk to them. And in fact, you may be one of the worst people to do it. If they know you really well, they may not really want to hear what you have to say. Family members, for instance, can be the most difficult to convert over because they know you and they know how wrong you've been in your life. And you're probably wrong about this, too. They shouldn't listen to what you have to say. But that's when you can hand them an episode of Penn & Teller's BS or John Stossel over on ABC or, get them to tune into Free Talk Live or Complete Liberty. In fact, one of the hosts of Complete Liberty is on the line here. We'll talk to Paul in moments, who is in California, and maybe he'll have something to say to this. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling. How to conceal your stash.
And I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
Hey, and Sam.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by promoting us. And there are a variety of different ways in which you can help promote the show. And we enumerate them all at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Also, we haven't mentioned your website yet tonight, Sam. Obscuredtruth.com is your main site.
It is.
And they can go. Our listeners can go there to see what it is that you do as far as your activism. I think some of your best activism is not necessarily doing non-cooperation, but the persuasive, wonderful video packages that you've been putting together over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and it's a little out of date. It hasn't been updated for a couple months.
Because you've been in jail.
Right.
But you've got a whole lot of footage. I know that last time we had talked about this, you had told me that you were sitting on a whole lot of footage, and it was just a matter of having the time to sit down and do it. And you had begun processing through that right before you were put in jail. So I'm sure something new will be coming from Obscured Truth Networks pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm putting together a video on Hemp Fest, which was shot a few hours before I was arrested. And some of the local activists have started stepping up to just help me out with editing to learn the production side.
Very cool. All right, so let's go to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. We'll talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam. And are you still one of the hosts of Complete Liberty Podcast?
Yes, I am. In fact, hoping to do another one this weekend with the redoubtable Wes Bertrand, who is the author of the book Complete Liberty, which is also available as a podcast.
Yep, both of you are free staters, and so Brad, who was in California, called in a few moments ago, was expressing how lonely he felt. He's not the only voluntarist in the state of California.
Absolutely not, but I won't be in California forever.
Excellent. How soon are you planning on leaving?
Well, it depends how soon I can retire. My employer currently is talking about an early retirement package. Otherwise, the worst-case scenario would be 4.5 years.
Hey, early retirement sounds pretty good. What a great way to, you know, get a down payment on a house up here, or maybe better than that, and a perfect excuse to move. So I wish you good luck with that. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to thank both you and Sam. I reclaim a phrase that is used currently to describe men who take guns at the orders of some the government and shoot people and break things. And instead, I'd like to thank you for your service in being willing to stand up and be put behind bars for what you really believe in. This reminds me of Henry David Thoreau, who did the same thing. And when his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson came and said, "What are you doing in there?" And he replied, "What are you doing out there?"
Yep.
So anyway, what I called about was that there's been considerable discussion about Quakers, which whose official name is the Religious Society of Friends.
Okay. Yes.
And I had quite a long-standing association with this wonderful group. A number of years ago, I was married. Well, not married, but we had a marriage-like relationship, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent quite considerable time in Quaker meeting. Just thought I'd throw a few facts out there. It dates back to the 17th century with a gentleman by the name of George Fox, who some consider the founder of the Religious Society of Friends. The name comes from, it's basically a Christian sect. The friend that is referred to is Jesus, so Friends of Jesus, the Religious Society of Friends.
Hmm.
However, many meetings kind of soft-pedal the Christian Jesus thing and are more on the individual conscience.
Yeah, I would say there was...
waiting upon the Spirit.
There were as many references to, Buddha as there was to Jesus in at the meeting that I went to, and that, there weren't very many references to either.
Yeah, Quakerism basically split into two basic types. There's the unprogrammed meetings where people sit in silence and are moved to speak on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And those that actually have ministers and pastors, and they are somewhat less distinguishable from other Christian sects.
The one that I went to, one with Mark this past weekend, and a couple other free staters came out, for liberty activists came out for it. It was one of those sit-in-silence kind of meetings, and then toward the end there was some discussion.
The source that I have indicates that is a worship group in Keene, and I'm going to be getting more information about the Quaker infrastructure, as it were, in New Hampshire, and I'll be forwarding that along to you.
I know that Sam will find that useful because we were talking with the Quakers there. You were there with me, Sam,
mm-hmm.
And you were talking. They were talking about a regional meeting or a whole New England kind of meeting.
The yearly meeting, which is the regional.
And that it shouldn't be too hard to get to speak at something like that. So I know that you're already planning on taking advantage of such an opportunity.
Yeah, I know Mark would probably advocate a more gentle approach, let them get to know you and so forth. But
they're not going to get to know you in the regional meeting.
Yeah, and I mean, Thomas Clarkson went around in the 1790s riding on horseback, going to all these different Quaker groups or meetings. And he would just speak out and talk about slavery and why it was wrong and challenge people's beliefs.
And the Quakers were pretty instrumental in ending slavery, weren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they created the petition drives. They created the boycotts. They created, specific labeling of products that were not produced with sugar, that was not produced with slave labor that came from India. So that was acceptable, but the stuff that came from the Caribbean that was produced from the plantations and the slave labor, they wouldn't use.
So, Paul, any other thoughts?
No, I just wanted to, obviously, Sam's been doing his homework there, too. And I just think that any philosophy we can use to counter the criminality of the state, the state seems to be willing to bow to authorities and they wield it. So if you can come up with another authority that says, well, actually,
mm-hmm.
my authority trumps your authority.
Yeah,
Paul, I realize that's not the flavor of Quakerism, but
it's a benefit.
The point is it does stand for peace. It does stand for respect. It does stand for individual rights.
And, yeah, it stands for equality as well in that one of the most valuable things, as far as we were talking about not standing for a judge earlier, as far as one of the first things that a new activist can do to get into the world of non-cooperation without jumping in full speed ahead, just to dip their toes in, being a Quaker is a great excuse for that, because then you can just say, well, I'm a Quaker. And, you know, if you're ever asked why you aren't standing for the judge, well, I don't honor one man above another, so I can't.
Although not all Quakers make this connection that sure. Some Quakers will stand for judges because, well, that's just what you do in court.
Yeah, and they don't know any better.
Once again, this cognitive dissonance in our lives where we accept one thing in one situation and something completely different in another situation.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, the guys that we were sitting there with at the Quaker meeting, one of them was talking about the UN, for instance. So clearly they haven't made all the connections, and that's one of the things that we're probably going to help them with eventually.
Yes.
Absolutely great. So keep up the good work, guys.
Thank
I
you,
really
Paul.
Admire
Thank
you. What you're doing.
You keep up the good work as well. CompleteLiberty.com is the website that that you represent, and it's a great podcast. That's one of the reasons. That's the main reason why it's featured on the Liberty Radio Network. It's, I think, one of my favorite shows on the network. So thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, one of the books that I read in prison was Bury the Chains by Adam something. I can't remember the last name. But it really talked about the role that the Quakers played and that Thomas Clarkson played in riding around England and traveling around the world, getting a diagram of the slave ships and an actual working model so people could see the 3 feet, 8 inches of deck space that the slaves were forced into below decks and kept there for the entire voyage, whether it be weeks or months. Just the horrible conditions, the lock jaws, as well as the various things that could be traded from Africa. So at the same time, he showed people, look, this is what you're supporting. And, of course, the people supporting it were the people in government. They had interests in the plantation, so they owned part of the of the produce of the slave labor. So telling them, look, you need to do away with this, it served a financial interest. And it's not that they didn't agree that on a moral basis slavery was wrong. Just like the politicians here wouldn't believe that theft is wrong, it's that they couldn't see how Britain would survive without the slave trade, without the slave labor.
How would we survive without the government police department?
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
And the paradigms that he challenged are some of the same things that we're facing, and I think there's a lot to be learned from liberty activists if they would take the time to read this book.
All right. Well, coming up here tomorrow night, we will continue with more Free Talk Live at that time. We are going to continue doing the extended edition of the show. For those of you that are on the radio, you'll get whatever's coming next on your station. Thanks for listening. Those of you on the internet stream, stick around because there's more coming up here in moments. And Sam, thanks for coming in on the radio version of the show tonight. I think you're going to stick around.
Thank you.
So more Free Talk Live tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Join us same time, same place at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.